This is the Techno Buffet Podcast, episode number 623, recorded Thursday, March 23rd, 2023, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Isn't this usually where you go da doom 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 doom?
Well, I couldn't hear the music at all.
That's weird.
Yep. I mean, I heard you start it, but then it like faded out and then there was nothing.
I guess it's that auto zoom cancellation thing.
I think so.
I guess I'll have to add the music in post. How
Fix it in
disappointing.
post.
Well, but then this conversation makes no sense to anybody.
It's all right.
I'll
Trust
think.
me, y'all, I couldn't hear it, so I didn't know when I was supposed to go.
I'll have you know it
Jauntier,
was one of my jauntier kazoo fingers.
jauntier. Ooh.
But I've been waiting 2 weeks, so I had a lot of kazoos that saved up.
Cool.
And sometimes I'm tired. I took a little rest for a few minutes, so yeah. And I had some free time here while I was waiting for you to show up since you're having a busy day.
My God, so busy. But I'm here now, gosh darn it.
So it's been 2 weeks. Have you been up to anything interesting?
Yes, I went out of town. I went on a manly man retreat where we get back in touch with our inner child and, other self-discovery shit like that.
Willingly?
Actually, yes.
Okay, you don't seem like a retreat type person.
Nor do I seem like an inner child type person either.
No, I see inner child, but I don't see your inner child wanting to play with other people's inner children.
Yeah, it was only me and five other guys.
Okay, well, I hope you had fun.
It was most rewarding.
Let's see. We last saw each other on the 9th. I was bringing my parents back to New York for a family wedding, which happened last weekend. So I get to spend th that 3 glorious days in the state of New Jersey. I didn't see Murph, though, who I know wants my ringing endorsement of my time in New Jersey.
Cool.
To be fair, it was the journey to New Jersey that was the most problematic. So I suppose I just have to say I do not like driving through Manhattan, which regrettably is in between me and New Jersey.
Alrighty.
But anyway, other than that, I've been in the midst of one crisis after another.
Crisis, you say?
Yep, just before this, so last night I relocated yet again to open up my family's house in the woods. Because the holidays are coming up, and this is where we spend them. So I came up to turn on the water and checked everything, and the router died. So I temporarily put in an old router I had in a box, and then started to try to fix the other router. And that took me until about 15 minutes before you were scheduled to show up, but you were late, so I had more time to fix it. And I think it's stable, but I've ordered new parts because I am tired of routers dying on me.
Wow, talk about first world problems. My router died. It's a crisis.
What do you do when your router does?
I don't know.
Did I
Knock
mention
on
that there's
wood.
no cellular service here?
Well, I mean, you still need a router even if you have cell service, right?
Yes, but there's no way to contact the outside world in those cases. And I was working from here. So the crisis is if router no work, I have to drive 100 miles back home. Which is doable, but I would have rather not. So I'm going to replace the part. But no, I will agree with you. It is not a first world crisis. It is just annoying. But other than that, I do have to advise there will be some schedule issues over the coming weeks.
Oh, no. Okay. Should we work those out now?
Well, I want to make sure everybody's aware. So the month of April. April 6th is a religious holiday, so I will not be available.
Oh, no.
Now, the holiday ends on the evening of April 13th, but it does end because A bit late, so I'm not sure if you would mind adjusting this program to a non-live recording that happens slightly later.
On what day?
This is April 13th.
You know what? That would be a good day to just cancel.
Okay, so that puts us 2 weeks. So let's move to April 20th. I am available on April 20th. Are you
As am
available on
I?
April
Yep.
20th?
Yep.
Okay. Tentatively speaking, I've been told that on April 27th and May 4th, I will be on the road. So I may have to adjust the time, but I will be available. I just
I
don't think I
find
can
that to
be available at
mean,
the usual time.
I believe that will be not a problem.
Okay, we'll work that up closer because people seem to be fighting about where I'm going and what I'm doing. My company has not sent me anywhere since 2020, so
Oh no.
I was fine with that. But now they want me to be somewhere. So if they could actually agree on what they wanted me to do, I could actually,
Do it.
get airline tickets, make a hotel reservation, send the bill to my company. The usual stuff you would expect.
Yep.
So, getting back technology, I'm upgrading everything. I upgraded the server in Florida when I was there. I upgraded the server in New York with the computer that used to be my desktop before I upgraded that, which started this whole thing. Then I brought my old server up here, and I'm going to set it up to be the new server up here so I can retire the server here. So it's like the circle of technology.
Well, sure, you don't want to just throw it away because you get a new one. So you move it back to the next level that needs power and
Yeah,
so on and
until I
so
get to
forth.
the oldest thing, and that's the thing I can get rid of. So that just takes a little work, but I don't, it's not like I do it every day, it's every couple of years. So it's a nice little rotation, but it also gives me a chance to fix things up and make improvements. So we'll see what I'm able to improve. And since again, I'm tired of the router here dying, I decided to do what I did in my apartment, which is I'm going to replace it with a small computer running OpenSense.
Ooh.
So that'll be two places that are running OpenSense.
Nice. I thought pfSense was open source.
They're two different forks. So I decided for one fork over the other fork.
All right, cool.
We all do our things. So I've put together some stories for this week. There'll be more stories for next time. And we'll just continue going until we run out of things to talk about. Or the end of time, whichever comes first.
That's kind of what we've been doing.
So let's talk about some things. Apparently, Google Contacts will now offer to notify you when it's somebody's birthday.
That's kind of cool, I gotta say.
So I am looking forward to being reminded whose birthday it is.
You think that'll happen every day?
I
Do
don't know.
you know enough people
I know a lot of
in your
people who have.
contacts that you'll have birthdays every day?
Not every day, but I know a lot of people who have birthdays. In
I
fact,
would have to say that everybody
everybody
I
I know has
know
one,
has a birthday.
but I don't always know what it is.
I wonder if Google knows what it is.
If you
Does
told
Google
them,
know everybody's birthday?
if you told them. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Jerry.
I'm sorry, what?
Happy birthday.
Not today, it's not.
I know, but I want to make sure I'm covered.
Well, you're only about a month late.
See?
But that's
This
okay.
is what happens when Google does not remind me.
I know.
I'm
Well,
late.
this will be the last time, right?
I don't know. Has Google implemented this feature yet? It says it will soon offer me to. I have to go look
Well,
and see if this works.
if soon means within the next year or within the next 11 months, you're good.
One would hope. So apparently, Google, since we're continuing with them, could bring its photo unblur magic to video. So that's the video unblur tool where they try to make blurry video less blurry. They're
Yep,
saying that
yep.
they think they could do this in video.
Nice.
Yeah, why not?
Well, video is just a series of pictures.
Yeah, it's a little harder because you have to essentially be aware of what the next image is, but that can sometimes help because you can use data from the next image to determine what this image should have in it.
The hard part, in my opinion, is that video needs some stuff blurred. Like, especially yeah. action scenes, the things that are moving, if you take a still frame, those things have to be blurred or it doesn't look right.
I'm sure they'll figure it out if they actually do it. I think the experimentation is worth it. We'll see what they come up with. There are some areas where it's you have to get it right. In other areas, it's okay, this is a feature. If they can do it, great. If they can't do it, I'm used to it.
Which, of course, means that it will not be available for workspace users.
Oh, always. Oh, and they're raising my prices, so.
Yay.
Ouch.
Well, apparently I can avoid it if I pay for an entire year up front.
But and we'll then see. You'll only have to pay more for next year?
I don't know. I'll have to figure out exactly what's going on. Oh, that reminds me. I have to do my taxes. Sorry, random related thought about paying something a year in advance. Anyway, so moving on. Apparently, Belkin has decided they are stopping development on anything Matter related.
Really? That's odd.
Well, I don't necessarily blame them for saying things aren't really working out right now. Maybe we'll come back to it later, but right now, no.
But did they say it's not working out, or did they just say they're going to rethink it?
They said they're going to rethink it, so for now they're doing nothing. But we don't know how long they're going to rethink it. They may rethink thinking about it.
All right. Well, I mean, does Belkin make any home stuff?
Yeah.
What does Belkin make?
Well, let's see. Belkin makes the Wemo line of products, which is smart plugs, light switches, smart dimmers.
Huh. So you've Wemo is Wemo? Telling Thread to go away.
Yeah, but they do have HomeKit.
All right.
Which I know you appreciate as an Apple user. Although I have used taken advantage of the fact that Home Assistant has HomeKit integration in order to integrate with items that don't have any other integrations.
I don't know.
So if you are an Android TV user, and remember I'm using Google TV, which is a little more branded, Android TV has a profile switcher.
Ooh, but.
There's always a but.
Yep.
What's so the but? Essentially, there is not much you can do with it. So you're not getting the full Google TV experience, which changes the account used in YouTube, the Play Store, etc.
Because that would be cool.
Yeah. Well, I sort of want that at some point because I found that when other people use my devices, I don't want them to be using my accounts.
Yes, because then it screws up your recommendations.
Yeah, I know. I finally convinced my father to actually use the profile I set up for him. Unfortunately, it took me canceling my Netflix subscription for him to actually do that.
That's kind of funny.
Well, I declared us a household. But I don't feel like I am sharing with a relative in another household because I've decided that wherever my parents live, they're part of my house.
Makes sense.
Well, if I wasn't single, it would probably be different. Then I would have a other individual. And then I think like many things in my life, I think my parents would be happy if they had to leave my household for that reason. But as long as I don't have that particular scenario, I might as well give them free streaming services.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So Android apparently has a reading mode now.
Wow.
So, yeah. So there is an app called Reading Mode.
Which does what?
Once installed, it acts as a plugin and operates as an accessibility feature. So the idea of it is when you initiate reading mode on a web page, it adds a lot of extra features. So it adds the ability to play what you have on the page.
You mean read it?
Read it out loud, yes.
And also gets rid of all the noise, like
to some degree, extra, yes.
Images and advertisements and stuff.
Well, it puts it into that type of mode, yes.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Only Apple would do something like that.
Well, you know why Apple won't do it.
Why won't Apple do it?
Because they have this thing about modifying pages.
They do?
To some degree, yes.
Well, stop it.
So I'm thinking of activating reading mode on my phone. You know what I like to do on my phone?
Play with things?
I was going to go with read. I do a lot of reading on my actual device. So maybe I will install reading mode and try it.
Cool.
Well, we'll see. I like to give these things a fair shake.
Yes.
Especially when they're free. If I had to buy every app we talked about that had a cost, I think we'd need more money to do this podcast. In other news, if you are a Mint Mobile customer, and sometimes I've thought about joining Mint Mobile,
yeah,
T-Mobile has decided to acquire them.
Huh.
But they are keeping the pricing as of now.
Good.
They're also intending on buying Ultra Mobile.
What's Ultra Mobile?
Another budget-focused MVNO that runs on T-Mobile. So essentially, T-Mobile bought out two MVNOs that run exclusively on their network.
How interesting.
Well, you know, maybe Ryan Reynolds has just been busy lately. Doesn't he have that vodka company or something?
I have no idea.
And a career as a movie star?
He does have that, yes.
And I think he has something else also. Let me see. What else does he own? Let's see. Business ventures. Here we are. He has an ownership stake in Mint Mobile. Apparently, he owns a Welsh football team.
Sure, because why not?
I'm serious. I'll agree with you. Why not? If that's where you want to spend your money, here we are. Apparently, he's bid on some other things. He took an equity stake in Fubo TV, made an investment into Wealthsimple. So he does some stuff. I wish him luck.
Good luck, man.
Well, you know, everybody needs a hobby. Middle-aged, most people's hobbies do not have more money than other people's actual employment, but if he has that much money and that's what he wants to do with it, yeah. Okay. Moving along, the at-a-glance feature that Pixel has apparently has added in some stuff that is being ready, which would be proximity features when you are near an airport or transit station. So you can see an arrival schedule if you're near an airport. It'll suggest that for you. And if you're near a transit station, it'll allow you to see arrival and departure times from that transit location.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I miss public transit. I actually am a big fan of public transit, but I don't take it as often as I used to. And part of that is that, it doesn't go where I want to go right now.
What if you just want to cruise around the city?
Well, let's put it this way. When you think of public transit, do you think of like a train or a bus?
Or a trolley?
No, I'm just saying. So I'm not a big fan of slow-moving buses, and my neighborhood could use some faster-moving buses. There is no subway near where I live. So it would take me 30 minutes on a bus to get to a subway.
Oh.
So that's a bit inconvenient. And I work outside of the city. So if I am going to my place of business, which I don't go to as much as I used to, I'm going in the opposite way of people's commute. And unfortunately, there is no public transportation that goes in that direction. I estimated that it would be 20 minutes if I drove directly to work with no traffic. It would be 2 hours if I tried to take a combination of buses, trains, and walking.
Greta Thunberg would be so disappointed in you.
Wouldn't she be disappointed in my employer who insists that I come there to when I could stay home and save the environment?
Why not both?
I am sorry to Greta. I would love to solve this problem. They did tell me that they are thinking of moving my office.
Closer to you?
No, 9 miles farther. They're not sure yet. Our lease is up. We're going to look into it. Not my problem, though. They'll just come to all of us one day and say, by the way, the office is moving over there next month. So I have no involvement in the actual decision, but they did mention that that was a possibility. Moving along, the people over at Firefox have essentially enhanced their Firefox Relay system. That's their sort of dummy email address system. And they've essentially made it easier to do so in Firefox itself.
Interesting.
Yep. I have never used Firefox Relay. I could, I suppose.
DuckDuckGo's got a similar service.
I'm going to get spammed no matter what. I'm being cynical, I know. Continuing with Firefox, their new privacy feature in their Android version, Total Cookie Protection, was released. So they have a lovely article that they put out while you were away, Jerry.
Ooh.
About total cookie protection. So this is protecting cookies that track you around the web.
Right.
So the idea being that there is now a separate cookie jar for each website you visit. So your cookie is confined to the jar assigned to that website. So no other websites can reach into jars that don't belong to them and find out what those other websites know about you.
All right.
And I appreciate that. Just because I went to site A does not mean that site B, C, and D get to know things about me.
Okay.
Now, if sites A, B, and C are all part of the same overall thing, that's a little different. But there are ways to address that. So Ars Technica has an article about the most recent Backblaze results. So Backblaze puts out an analysis of the reliability of hard drives and solid-state drives. So they put out one with data for the failure rates of 13 solid-state drive models going back 4 years.
Wow.
So if you're thinking of buying a drive, these are very useful statistics if you want to see what happens in the long run.
What amazes me is it doesn't. It's such a small sample size for the ones with high failure rates.
Yeah, and even they commented that some drives had problems early on, but apparently the quality may have improved. So their comment is device failures occur early in the release cycle before dropping to a stable rate and then increasing as the product ages.
Right.
Or the bathtub curve.
Infant mortality. Right?
Same idea, yes. But again, it's nice to see that they're putting this out. And that they are making it available to anybody who wants it. And if you are a user of Android Auto, and I've been having this problem because I was having this when I was going to New Jersey, Google Maps has taken on some quirks when being used in conjunction with Android Auto. So essentially, there are some incorrect GPS locations. So I was stuck in traffic and it kept on an overpass, and it kept, even though I wasn't moving, deciding that I was on the road under the overpass and then trying to redirect me back over and over again. Then when I was in the middle of a tunnel, it decided that I was on land above the tunnel. So, annoying. So I've tried to sort of fiddle with it. But I know there are some people who think that Google will do something about it. Yeah, we'll see. After this, I did install the March update, which came out a little late this month, and maybe that came with something to fix it because I didn't have the problem when I was driving after that. But I didn't really go to a confusing place. Okay, it on the week of the 13th was, of course, Privacy Week for Android developers, where they were talking about privacy.
Cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, so there were a lot of good resources for essentially designing apps with privacy. So if you're a developer, worth watching some of the material there.
Yep, people find privacy important, or at least older people do.
Well, I find that actually knowing what companies know about you is something that helps, but it doesn't always change your behavior. So, how about this story? HP is blocking third-party ink again.
What?
Yes. So, a recent printer firmware update is blocking the use of non-HP ink cartridges. So, essentially, if you update the firmware on your printer, you can no longer use third-party cartridges. So previously, when you did that, you got a bypassable message saying that HP can't guarantee the quality of the print.
Right.
But now, apparently, the fit printer firmware upgrade says that they won't let you use it at all.
That's, there ought to be a law. And of course, I'm absolutely kidding. I would not
Well,
actually.
the thing is, you buy an item and they're telling you what you can do with it once it's been purchased.
Yep.
And again, if they're really concerned that third-party printer cartridges may break the device, what is somebody going to do if they break their device with a third-party printing cartridge? They're going to go buy another one. Probably from you.
I wonder if they could be sued as anti-competitive.
Well, in 2020, they reached a $1.5 million lawsuit with customers in the US that claimed that the company's firmware acted as malware by adding or deleting, altering code, diminishing capabilities, and rendering competitor supply cartridges incompatible. They paid out millions to customers affected by that in the EU and Australia. So, as a concession, they issued an update that removed the security. But again, we're back to they seem to be putting it back. So apparently, it's periodic firmware updates maintain the effectiveness of dynamic security measures and block cartridges that previously worked. So they are admitting that they are deliberately doing this. And I guess another class action lawsuit is going to happen. On the other hand, there's a reason why I don't use HP. Of
I
course, I
like my
also don't use
DSP
inkjet
printer.
printers anymore.
I like my HP printer. I just buy the really expensive cartridges.
I just gave up on inkjet because I don't print enough and it ends up drying out. I switched to laser because most of the time I'm just printing a black and white document.
Right, but I think they're likely to do this for the lasers too, right?
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything about Brother doing that, and I've been buying Brother for a few years. They're like
What?
one of the family. Anyway, moving along. There are some notes from the Android 14 developer preview. Apparently, custom clocks are coming. Can I get a woohoo?
Woohoo! I
And
think it's cool.
I like custom things. I don't need to change my clock, but maybe I might want to someday. I might feel whimsical.
Yep.
There's a new back gesture design, a battery widget shortcut, more security settings. Ooh, emoji wallpaper. Because we can't be without that.
That's so just
we'll
ridiculous.
see what else they come up with. Again, I think we've both agreed in the past that there aren't as many show-stopping features as there used to be.
No, but that emoji background may be up there.
Okay, not my thing. If you have a Wear OS device, which I do, apparently Pocket Casts for Wear OS is being updated. So they're working on a Wear OS app client.
Really?
So you'd be essentially you would be able to listen to your podcasts on your Wear OS device without a connected phone.
Cool.
If it
if
works
the
for you,
speaker's any good.
Yeah.
But
no,
more,
I know
more
people.
Realistically, you're probably connected to Bluetooth headphones, right?
Yeah, I know. I've talked to people who are runners, of which I am not one, who have said that they don't want to carry their phone; that they want the watch to be their music player, or their podcast player, and their GPS tracker, so that they don't have to carry around the phone. And I can sort of see that. If it's capable of it, why not?
Sure.
And here's a fun one. Curl is getting a 25th birthday party this month.
The founder of Curl's been around almost as long as we have.
We haven't been doing this podcast for 25 years.
It's a joke, man.
Okay. But the founder is opening up a 25-year-old bottle of scotch. So on March 20th, which we missed because there was a Zoom birthday party where he apparently sipped on a 25-year bottle of scotch while presenting the project's history and future plans.
What?
I'm just wondering how much future it's a pretty mature thing. I'm wondering how many future plans there are.
Support for HTTP 2 and 3?
I suppose. I'm just saying, how future are we going?
Maybe they can improve the layout of the time trace.
You should be filing bugs on their issue tracker.
No, I mean, it works.
No. I don't know. I'm old school. I don't curl very often.
Stopwatch?
No, I just don't curl very often.
Oh.
Anyway, speaking of old school, apparently sales of vinyl albums have overtaken CDs for the first time since the 80s.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
Yep. Vinyl's having a moment. I like vinyl. Of course, I also like, I like essentially physical media. But apparently retro tech is a thing. Go figure.
You know, my daughter owns more albums, vinyl, than she does CDs. The funny part is she doesn't own a CD player or a record player.
Then why does she own them?
She likes the album art.
Okay. I use them as archival copies, so I do digitize them and keep the originals as my archive. But that's me. So anyway, and one final thing, apparently there is a enhanced experience with Roku OS 12. So they announced some improvements. Apparently live TV has more local news than ever. And improved premium subscriptions, better content access and discovery, and they've updated the Roku mobile app.
Really?
Yeah. Sounds nice, just as I'm spending more time with the Google system.
We'll see about that.
You're going to try to talk me out of it?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
I suppose that's good. So that's that. So next week, according, I will be sitting back here at the usual time. Will you be available at the usual time, Jerry?
Next week. I believe so. If
Okay, if
not
there are any
that.
problems on my end, I will advise you, and hopefully I'll be able to figure out where the missing items went to. Because I had to do a very limited setup today. This is the configuration I use in hotel rooms.
Okay.
Some hardware went missing. I don't know where it went. And because of my router problems, I didn't have time to go find it. So I thought it was more important that my internet connection worked so that we could talk than the alternative. Namely, that I'd have no internet connection, but all of the audio hardware would work perfectly. So until next time,
Until next time, goodbye,
goodbye.
folks.
Goodbye.